Fortification is a method of making wine stable, whether they be sweet or dry, but with higher alcohols. The key thing to fortification is that you add alcohol, usually in the form of brandy, but it could be vodka or any spirituous substance that has a high alcohol, to the wine. If you do it during the fermentation, normally the alcohol level gets so high that the yeast dies off and the fermentation stops, the wine will then be sweet and stable. An example of this might be, say, port. Another example is if you add the fortified spirit after alcoholic fermentation is finished. The wine will be dry because all the yeast has converted the sugar into alcohol, and you've added extra alcohol to the wine, effectively, to try and make it a bit more stable. And an example of that would be, say, sherry. We're going to start off by looking at sherry, and sherry is produced in Jerez. The key grape variety in sherry is Palomino, although there are other grape varieties used. All sherry, whether it be dark sherries, light sherries, or whatever, they all follow a very similar process. However, there's two distinct types of sherries that you need to get your head around. One is called Fino sherry, and one is called Oloroso sherry. And it's to do with the way the wines age and the level of fortification. To make sherry, you always start off with a dry, neutral wine, and then you fortify it. And if you fortify it up to 15 degrees alcohol, you'll end up with what we call a Fino sherry. And if you fortify it up to 18 degrees, you'll land up with an Oloroso style sherry. We'll talk about the differences between Finos and Olorosos later on. Then, this is one of the key things about sherry, is you age them in what they call a Solera system. A Solera system is a method of blending wines. The way I think about it is, if you imagine you've got a grid of 9 barrels of wine, 3 along the bottom, 3 in the next level, 3 in the level above that. If you want to take a barrel of wine out, you take a third out of the first barrel on the bottom, a third out of the next barrel on the bottom, and a third out of the next barrel on the bottom. That gives you a blend of those 3 barrels at the bottom. But now the barrels are missing a third of the wine. So you take a fraction of the next barrel above it and put it into the barrel below it, the barrel to the side, and the barrel across. So you're taking the next barrel above that and blending it down to the 3 barrels below it. Next barrel in the middle, you then blend down again. You blend a wee bit into the barrel on the left, barrel in the middle, barrel in the bottom, right-hand side. And then you do the same for the final barrel in the middle, right-hand side. You blend it to the left-hand barrel in the bottom, the middle barrel in the bottom, and the bottom barrel in the bottom. And by doing that, the barrels at the bottom are now full. And they've had a mixture of wines from the level above it blended into it. The barrels in the middle are now all empty by about a third, so you need to top them up. And you do exactly the same process. The barrels are mixed up again because they've had a bit of each barrel above it. And then you put fresh wine into the top. The idea is what you're trying to do is you're trying to blend wines over a period of time so you get consistency and style. Also, as the wines spend a lot of time in the barrel, they often develop aging characteristics, which we'll talk about in a minute. Now, a Solera system mixes younger wines and older wines continuously. They often use old oak, so there's no real flavor coming from the barrels. It's just oxygen that gets in. And these develop flavors like toffee, fig, hazelnut, and coffee sometimes. Flavors in a sherry come from this Solera aging, particularly Olorosos, where you get these really lovely, rich hazel and toffee flavors. And often the differences come from different times in the barrels and also temperatures that are in the barrels. So a hotter barrel will have reactions that occur faster. Keep it cooler, it'll occur lower. Now, I said there's two types of sherries generally, Fino sherry and Oloroso sherry. Now, the key thing is that a Fino sherry, they fortify the alcohol level up to 15 degrees alcohol. The reason they do that is because at 15 degrees, yeast can still survive in the wine. And what they're hoping is that a special type of yeast called flor will develop. But the key thing about this flor is that the flor soaks up any oxygen. So while the wine's in barrels, the oxygen is being absorbed by the flor, that yeast. And that keeps the wine from getting too oxidative. And by doing that, the colour stays reasonably clear. So you'll often see that Fino sherries are quite light in colour, whereas an Oloroso sherry, which is had more exposure to oxygen, strangely enough, gets a bit darker in colour. You know, the more oxygen a wine gets, the browner it gets. So Fino sherry is quite pale in colour. They're often medium body and they're pretty dry as well. You'll find that flor gives the wine a yeasty, bready, and sometimes a citrusy type feel to it. If a fino has been sweetened, and it can be sweetened, they often call it a pale cream. Pale, because pale tells you that it's a fino, because all finos are pale, and cream is often a word used for sweetness in sherry. So pale cream tells you it's a pale wine from a fino. Cream tells you it's a sweetened fino sherry. You will see other types of wines called manzanillas. And again, they're similar to a fino sherry. They're made in a different region to where the finos are made. One of the things you need to be careful about, though, is because a fino sherry has been protected from the oxygen all its life, when it does finally get exposed to oxygen, it means it's very unstable. You know, it's a bit like a wine that's been kept away from oxygen in the winemaking process to create fresh, fruity wines versus a Bordeaux where the wine's had oxygen given to it as it ages. Therefore, the fresh, fruity Shiraz won't age as well as the Bordeaux wine, which has sort of already been exposed to oxygen and got a bit used to the oxygen. So fino sherries age very quickly once they've been bottled. Often, and usually, they write the date of bottling on the bottle. So always try and get the wine with the youngest age. 6 months, probably okay. If it's a year or two, I'd be looking somewhere else. Normally try and buy things like fino sherries from places that have high turnover, either a sherry specialist or maybe even a supermarket, because at least you know the wine's turning over very regularly. Now, you do get another type of sherry. I've said that the two key types are finos and olorosos. If you add a bit of sugar to a fino sherry, you get a pale cream. But Amontillados are refortifying it and increasing the alcohol to 18 degrees alcohol. The floor will die off. So that yeast will die off. The wine will be dry, but it'll start to absorb oxygen. So if you make a fino sherry, give it a bit more alcohol, kills off the floor, the wine will then be exposed to oxygen and it'll start turning amber. Again, and many Amontillados are actually sweetened. So just be a bit careful of that. You can get dry Amontillados, and they'll often say that on the bottle, but you can also get sweetened ones. Careful with the colour. Normally finos are pale, but because it's had a bit of oxygen, Amontillados, it's now an amber colour. You might get some flavours like yeasty kernel flavours, and that's usually associated with the floor imparting those flavours into the wine, but bread, nuts, coffee. The second main type of sherry is Oloroso sherries. Now, these are immediately fortified to 18 degrees alcohol, so there's no chance for that floor to grow on the wine. So the wine doesn't have that protective blanket of floor, and the wine starts to oxidize pretty quickly in that Solera system. Oloroso sherries are generally dry. They're quite deep brown in colour because they've had loads of time exposed to oxygen, and you get roasted nuts, coffee, sometimes some meaty aromas as well. Again, sometimes they sweeten an Oloroso sherry, and that's named as a cream sherry. Again, cream gives you an idea that the wine's been sweetened. What do they sweeten it with? What do they sweeten these wines with? Well, it varies. One of the nicest things they can sweeten it with is a type of sherry called PX, which is a super sweet sherry made from dried grapes. We won't talk about PX at the moment, but quite often used for sweetening the more expensive Olorosos. Be careful, cream sherries are often made in bulk and can be very, very cheap. I had a mate who used to drink Oloroso cream sherries, or cream sherries as they call them, and he bought them because they had the best value alcohol per dollar spent. So there can be some very cheap, nasty stuff. Well, there can be some very cheap sherries out there, but if you've got a sweet tooth, great stuff. You can also get some pretty high-end Olorosos. So just to recap the process, all right? A fino sherry is a pale lemon-coloured sherry, almonds, herbs, dough, sometimes tangy. Keep it away from oxygen its whole life. It makes it unstable, but it makes it pale in colour. And the alcohol level is normally about 15 degrees. If they add some concentrated grape must, you call it a pale cream because it's sweetened now. If you take a fino and you fortified up to 18 degrees and kill off the floor, you have a fino sherry that's exposed to a bit of oxygen and it'll start to go brown, and that's called an Amontillado. So fino plus oxygen gives you an Amontillado. If they sweeten it up, they're often called medium sherries. Medium, you know, it's a bit confusing, but medium, think about medium wines, I suppose. It's sort of halfway between a fino and an Oloroso is another way to think about it, but sweetened. That's one way to remember it. And Oloroso sherries are deep oxidative aromas of toffee, leather, spice, walnuts. You know, alcohol values 22 degrees, not uncommon. You could add some naturally sweetened sherry like PX sherry or concentrated grape must to give you a cream sherry. And that is the main types of sherry that can be made. That finishes sherries.